Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Right, as soon as we've had some grub, I'll take you for a spin along the front.
And when we get back, I think they've got a male stripper for you.
What?
I made that last bit up.
It's soon obvious that The Great Escaper, starring Sir Michael Caine and the late Dame Glenda Jackson in their farewell performances, is aimed at a specifically senior audience. Aside from the actors themselves, both in their late 80s when they made it, the story has all the hallmarks of a film aimed at the so-called silver dollar.
Do you remember the donkey? His name was Pedro, and he took a real shine to you.
His name was Manuel, the donkey. Pedro was the owner, and he it was who took a shine to me.
Ah.
Based on a true story, The Great Escaper is set in 2014, the 70th anniversary of the D-Day landings. The surviving Allied servicemen are invited to a commemoration on Normandy Beach, to be headed by Queen Elizabeth II and US President Barack Obama. And Bernie Jordan is keen to go.
I want to go to France.
What are you on about?
The trip to the beaches. D-Day. Really sorry, Bernie. You left it too late.
Bernie is at a retirement home with his ailing wife, Renee, where he gets the bad news. He can't go. He and Renee have been married for 70 years too, and she seems to be in even worse shape than the tottery Bernie. But don't be fooled.
Where's Bernie's? Will Martin bring his up later?
Oh, your face, lovely. Your face. I'm pulling your leg. Bernie? Oh, he's gone AWOL.
In fact, once you get past how old Sir Michael and Dame Glenda are looking, you suddenly realise how sharp they still are. After decades of being politically poles apart, the right-wing working class Caine and the former hard-left Labour MP Jackson now seem to be a marriage made in heaven.
I couldn't leave you all on your own.
Unless you have to.
Where is he? He's disappeared off the face of the earth.
With Renee's blessing, Bernie sneaks out on his walker, catches a bus to Dover, and then a ferry to Normandy. Belatedly, the staff at the retirement home realise Bernie's done a runner, and before you know it, the media have jumped on the story.
At 90? Well, he has done it before. Only then, of course, they were shooting at him.
So determined to honour his fallen comrade, the D-Day veteran made a break for the coast and mounted what has now been dubbed the Great Escape.
All of which actually happened, I gather. I imagine no sooner had Bernie Jordan, the Great Escaper, been splashed all over the Daily Mail and Breakfast TV when director Oliver Parker and writer William Ivory were signed up to do the movie.
Who are these people?
They're Germans.
Oh, this was your beach.
Yeah.
Parker and Ivory both specialise in undemanding, feel-good English fare. Between them, they've produced stuff like Dad's Army, Made in Dagenham, Torval and Dean, and Johnny English. They know what they're doing, and we know what they're likely to do with this.
Me too.
However, for those few potential audience members who don't know what to expect in a film called The Great Escaper, the trailer goes to quite extraordinary lengths to make sure you're not caught by surprise, which is a shame.
I'm sorry, really. I've been in the papers. I've been on TV. 90-year-old coffin dodger. Honours the glorious dead.
The good news is that they leave some highlights out, not least a posh old vet played by an old mate of Michael Caine's, upper-class thespian Sir John Standing. Standing plays Arthur, an ex-RAF pilot wrestling with some demons. And it turns out Bernie has his own issues. It's significant that this is both men's first trip back to France since 1945.
Hey, mate, we can't land in this, can we?
What the bloody hell are you asking me for, huh?
Well, because you've been here before. Hey, you. You know, with the first lot.
The brief flashbacks to the young Bernie, Michael Caine lookalike Will Fletcher, are rather nicely done. In particular, one scene where he has to encourage a young soldier. After all, Bernie's already made the trip to the Normandy beach killing fields more than once.
Piece of piss. We went off like clockwork.
Yeah.
Well, do plan these things, you know.
Meanwhile, back on the home front, we alternate between Renee and her younger version, a plucky lass at a munitions factory with no idea if her fiancé will make it home. And of course, 70 years later, Renee's still wondering if she'll see Bernie again.
What a waste.
Hey? What a waste.
These scenes are surprisingly moving, almost entirely thanks to the wily veteran actors making the most of what they're given. Of course, both Sir Michael and Dame Glenda have won 2 Oscars each, coincidentally, and this is why. They'll be sorely missed.
If you want to honour your friend, Bernie, you've spent 70 years loving me.
I'd go anywhere with you.
We have never wasted 1 second of our time together.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.